Time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by two locally operated West Duluth businesses, Duluth Grill and Park State Bank. Jamie Harvey joins us in our studios this morning. It's been too darn long. He's the director of the Institute for a Sustainable Future. Jamie, good morning.
Hey, great to be here as always, Lisa.
So you've got a cool conference coming up about accountable communities.
Yes, we do. September 9th and 10th here in Duluth at the DEC.
Now, accountable communities makes me think that somebody's in trouble. But that's just me. When somebody says accountability to me, they're usually saying, tell me what communities are going to, whom are our communities being accountable?
We're being accountable to one another. And the event, what it is, it's really a health, it's a conference around health. And for Green Vision people, they understand that environmental health is central to our health, but we also start to understand that economic health and social health all influence communities as and we as individuals. And it's really a confluence of these issues, and it's the notion that no one person must take charge, and that it's really about how we weave together our shared concerns, because it's only in that way will we be able to fully address the health of individuals, the health of our community, and the health of our planet.
One of the things that Winona LaDuke said just a moment ago when we were talking with her, and she was talking about a completely different process, but she said the process doesn't work and we need a new process. And one of the things that intrigues me anew every time you come into our studios and we get a chance to talk is the way that first and foremost, you talk about the interconnectivity of all of these different systems. Because if you say to me, well, you know, there's going to be a health conference and we're going to be talking about, you know, with doctors, and it's going to be a health conference, the last thing people would think about is environmental health, economic health, social. How does that work into the whole thing?
You hit the nail on the head. And I think that's the challenge. We're moving into a systems world, moving away from reductionism, looking at singular issues and looking at multiple benefit. So indeed, it's really about shared interest. And so last year, we at our conference, this is the third year that we're doing it, we had some great presentations on housing as healthcare. And the notion that housing is healthcare, how can that be? Well, we had an incredible story from the Twin Cities where homeless people were provided houses, saving our hospitals $500,000. And it's not just about economic savings to our hospitals, but it's also that these people were provided a healthy, safe space to thrive. And in so doing, they're able to take their meds. And that we all as a community, I think the tricky part with hospitals and healthcare, we sort of think that health is hospitals. But it's really about environment, it's about our social connectivity and so forth. And so it's a continuum, and it's really about how we're moving from a hospital-led disease treatment model to a community-led model that involves a community, and that includes business, community-based organizations, healthcare, clinicians, and so forth.
Jamie, one of the things that I'm curious about or that struck me as I was listening to you was more of an internal reaction, and I thought, yeah, there's maybe something there. I think we've become accustomed to viewing hospitals and healthcare in a very adversarial way. Now, I grew up in Rochester, the home of the world-famous Mayo Clinic, and of course there was an attitude about healthcare there that was perhaps a little bit too far the other direction, where there was this kind of reverence, and you could usually tell the doctors they had kind of a golden aura about them as they walked down the streets. Right. But we're used to seeing hospitals and healthcare as adversarial. It has to do with, you know, ridiculous amounts of money, and how can I pay that, and I'm going to have to go bankrupt. And how do you work that hospital healthcare piece into a conference like this when, you know, maybe people are going into it a little bit defensive?
What Winona said about we need new systems, this is at the heart of the conference. And I think if we one can take the approach that there's them and that there's us, and really it's about we. And I think that's at the heart of the new systems that Winona's working on and that we're all thinking about. And it's really about different language and how to address it. And we've been comfortable over the last 50 years, and we've developed this incredible biomedical model that's really focused on disease and developed some incredible technologies means and pharmaceuticals and so forth. But at the heart of it is at the heart of health is relationship. It's a relationship to one another. It's a relationship to the environment. And that's where health derives. So it's really about putting things in right relationship. And so healthcare is in this incredible place where they're actually recognizing that they need to work with their community members. They need to understand the influence of environmental health on the health of people. And so what we're doing is bringing different communities of language and approaches together to try to develop a shared language and shared vision. And so we've been working in silos for too long, and where the world around health is moving is really what I think people described sustainability 20 years ago. It's around social relationship, environmental determinants, and economic determinants. And these all weave together at a local level. So it's about our sense of place. And so hospitals can't take care of the health of the community. They play an incredible role when people are sick, but it's about putting into right relationship the role of technology and the role of relationship. And that's what we're doing. So that's what we're doing.
Would you... This is so interesting to me in particular because I am such a fan of language and I'm so fascinated by language, but I have to also, of course, keep an eye on the time. Who would you recommend attend the conference? Do you need to be a healthcare professional or a social service professional to go? Right.
Good question. So what this event tends to do is draw folks who want to affect change. And so it's not to complain about the problems and the challenges. And so we have community-based organizations who are coming. So whether it's CHUM or One Roof Housing or Community Action Duluth or those community-based organizations, we have clinicians who are interested in integrative approaches, which is an expansive model. So we have sort of mainstream clinicians wanting to learn more about integrative modalities. We have hospital administrators. We have people coming from around the country coming. We have Fair Share CSA coalitions presenting. So we have farmers and those interested in food systems. So it's really a multitude of organizations from clinicians to nurses, to social workers, to community-based organizations, to organizers who are recognizing that we all have a shared interest. And how do we connect together and address the multiple needs of our community together? And very exciting.
AccountableCommunities.org. Did I remember that correctly?
That's right. AccountableCommunities.org. Thanks, Lisa.
And we'll get a link set up on the webpage, Jamie, so it'll be easy for folks to find it and get more information.
Super. Thanks so much.
It's always so good to see you. Jamie Harvey this morning is the director of the Institute for a Sustainable Future. Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.